Hey everyone, thank you for taking action today. I can feel the solidarity across the state. My name is Janae and I'm a leader with KC Tenants. I work overnights as an essential worker. My shift is third shift, 10 p.m. to 7 a.m. and I'm a mother of six-year-old twins. COVID-19 has thrown our future into pure chaos. I'm working 46 hours a week, getting off at 7 a.m. to two children who wake up at about 8:30 and trying to help them navigate multiple apps to keep up with their homework. A while back, I had my kid's father move back in with us so I could afford rent. The relationship turned toxic again really quickly. I needed him to leave, and I finally got him out. But that meant that the person that was supposed to be responsible for watching my kids is no longer around. So this week, I need to find a babysitter and pay his portion of the rent. I'm exposed to 80 to 200 people a night while working. My great aunt, who usually keeps my kids when I'm in a pinch, is in her late 60s. She is extremely high risk for COVID-19 and has struggled with her health for years. As someone who is high exposure, I know coming and going from her house will only put her at higher risk. So I've been asking my best friend to sneak out of their assisted living program so that they could watch my kids overnight. They're willing to help until I find a new sitter, but if they get caught, I will be without a sitter on no notice. I'm lucky to still have work right now. But work comes with extreme stress during this crisis. My kids have been home for a month now. Childcare expenses are going to be a huge financial loss. I have to find a babysitter for my kids all night and someone to teach them during the day. I'm not sleeping and I'm exhausted. I don't know how I can handle this. Rent has been due, and I only have my half of it. I'm going to donate plasma at BioLife to start coming up with my ex's portion. How does the world let this happen to people? As I see it, Governor Parson has two choices: come babysit my kids so I can sleep, or institute a state and rent mortgage suspension so I can get some relief. There are thousands of people out of work right now, working but with cut hours or forced not to work because their kids are at home now. Some of us are working extra hours to pay a new babysitter or to cover their partner's lost income. What I'm saying is all of us need some relief. Rent is due May 1st. The governor has had our demands for a month. We need him to act now. As we start this action, I want you to pause. Close your eyes if you feel comfortable. Take a deep breath. Think about someone who is struggling right now and needs these solutions. Think about someone who needs the governor to do his job and take these actions. Say their names out loud. Bring them into this action with us. Thank you, guys. I love you.
My name is Tiana Caldwell, and I am a leader with KC Tenants. I am among tens of thousands in the state who couldn't pay the rent on April 1st. And without a miracle, I won't be able to pay rent on May 1st. I was laid off 3 weeks ago. In a week of panic because of the growing COVID-19 pandemic, I can't say I was surprised, but it still hit me hard. Whatever initial sadness and shame I felt is gone. Now I'm just furious. My husband Derek is out of work too. By no fault of our own, my family is being pushed to the brink. We've been here before. We were homeless for 6 months last year after my second cancer diagnosis. And now, I don't think I can survive another loss. My 12-year-old son AJ definitely shouldn't have to. In this extraordinary moment, we have a duty to demand more, win bigger, and build power to protect what we win. If you're also unable to pay your rent right now, I want you to know it's not your fault, and you shouldn't have to. If you are experiencing homelessness right now, I want you to know we stand with you. You deserve better. We will fight with you until we secure a world where everyone has a home. We are here today to build and express solidarity with one another on the highway, spanning the entire state of Missouri. We've got people from Springfield, Rolla, St. Louis, Columbia, Kansas City, Blue Springs, St. Joe, Centralia, all in the streets. We are taking action to demand that Governor Parson protect Missouri tenants by instituting a rent and mortgage suspension, passing a statewide eviction moratorium, banning utility shutoffs, and mandating universal service, in providing homes and expanded services for people experiencing homelessness. Are you feeling those demands? Good. But you know what? We've been organizing around these demands for weeks, and Governor Parson hasn't done anything about them. This is what he said when asked if he would cancel rent.
This question, first question is for you. It's from 41 Action News, and the reporter is Sarah Plake. Will your office issue a rent or mortgage moratorium?
We have not at this point. We reached out to the Supreme Court, talked to some people over there the other day. The courts right now is it's not a priority on eviction notices across the state. So at this point, we haven't taken no action. But my understanding is the court's not taking really any action at this point on that. So we'll evaluate that every day if it comes to be a problem.
Okay, great.
Governor Parson, it is a problem. Did you hear what he said? We'll evaluate that every day if it comes to be a problem. Sir, it's a problem. It is a problem. Okay, right now, I want you to grab your phone and type out a message to Governor Parson from your Facebook or Twitter account. Tell him why you're out here today. Tell him your stake in the statewide campaign to protect Mo tenants. Don't forget to use the hashtag, #ProtectMoTenants. Let's go.
This is Ellie. I use they, them pronouns, and I'm a leader and organizer with KC Tenants. I'm sharing an excerpt from The Transformation of Silence into Language and Action by Audre Lorde. We can learn to work and speak when we are afraid in the same way we have learned to work and speak when we are tired. For we have been socialized to respect fear more than our own needs for language and definition. And while we wait in silence for that final luxury of fearlessness, the weight of that silence will choke us. The fact that we are here and that I speak these words is an attempt to break that silence and bridge some of those differences between us. For it is not difference which immobilizes us, but silence. And there are so many silences to be broken.
KC Tenants, fight, fight, fight. Hey, KC Tenants, this is Tanya. I am so proud of all of us, no matter where we are right now. Man, how do you feel right now? That's what I want to hear. I know you have to feel amazing. You know, these are tough times, and we have made a bold decision today. Not only to stand up to Governor Parsons and show him that we won't be overlooked or disrespected, but to stand up for thousands of tenants all over Missouri and beyond. You know, I want to say this to you, Governor Parsons. We want to let you know that we are different than a lot of groups out here. We will keep asking for what we need, especially when it is owed to us. Do you understand that we know, your family knows, Missouri knows, and if you have a pet, they know that you have the power to help out thousands of tenants all over Missouri. We thank you for our stimulus, but for most of us, that's just like 1 month's rent. Governor Parsons, we do not need the politician that's inside of you right now. We need that human side, the one with the love for fellow man and puts all selfish ambitions aside. That's the Governor Parsons we all need right now. We need you to #ProtectMissouriTenants. Lastly, you said if it becomes a problem, you will look into it. Well, #ItsAProblem. Really, it's a fucking problem. We need rent and mortgage suspension now.
Well, my message to everybody out on the road is I love you, be safe, and you're absolutely doing what needs to be done. As far as on the fly, this action needs to be done because Governor Parson is not doing his job.
My name is Deanne Lyons, and I am from Rolla, Missouri. I am joining the Protect Mo Tenants Coalition because I know what it's like to be housing and food insecure because I grew up like that at various points in my life. I would never wish that on anybody, especially not when we have the resources to change that. In December, I had to leave my job because I got sick, and I haven't been able to work part-time since because the pandemic came and I couldn't apply anywhere since I have a pre-existing condition that makes me more susceptible to dying if I contract it.
Governor Parson, you have the power to stop this. You have the power to institute a rent and mortgage suspension. Do your job. Okay, y'all, now it's time to take action. First, make sure your mask is on. And if you feel comfortable, go ahead and get out of your car. But if you want to stay inside, that is fine too. Just find your light. Now, take a selfie by your mile marker or exit marker. And once you're done, post it in the Facebook group for the action or text it to Tara. Thanks, y'all.
Antes tú me pichabas,
tú me pichabas.
Ahora yo picheo. Antes tú no querías,
no quería.
Ahora yo no quiero.
No.
Antes tú me pichabas, ahora yo picheo. Antes tú no querías, ahora yo no quiero.
No.
Tranqui, yo perreo sola. Yo perreo sola.
Perreo sola.
Yo perreo sola. Yo perreo sola.
Ok, ok. Ay, ay, ay. Que ningún baboso se le pegue. La disco se prende cuando ella llegue. A los hombres los tienes de hobby. Una malcria como Nairobi. Y tú la ves bebiendo de la botella. Los nenes y las nenas quieren con ella. Tiene más de 20, me enseñó la cédula. Ay, del amor es una incrédula. Ella está soltera antes que se pusiera de moda. No creen amor, le damos el foda. El DJ la pone y se la sabe toda. Se trepa en la mesa y que se joda. En el perreo no se quita. Fuma y se pone bellaquita. Se llama si te necesita. Pero por ahora está solita. Ella perrea sola. Problemática y otra que casi ni habla, pero las tres son una diabla. Y ahí se puso mini falta, los Phillies en la Louis Vuitton los guarda. Y me dice papi,
papi
sí. Estoy en dura como Nati. Borracha y loca, a ella no le importa. Vamos a perrear, la vida es corta. Ey. Y me dice papi,
papi sí.
Estoy en dura como Nati. Después de las 12 no se comporta. Vamos a perrear, la vida es corta.
Antes tú me pichabas,
tú me pichabas.
Ahora yo picheo. Antes tú no querías.
Pero cuando yo dije
ahora eso, yo no quiero.
Pero
no.
Antes tú me pichabas.
Nah.
Ahora yo picheo.
Yo nunca te he pichado, mami.
Antes tú no querías.
Ay,
ahora
no,
yo no quiero.
No.
Tranqui, yo perreo sola. Yo perreo sola.
Perreo sola.
Hi, my name's Amara. I'm 25 and from Kansas City, Missouri. I'm going to read an excerpt from Audre Lorde's 1991, The Uses of Anger, Women Responding to Racism. Women of color in America have grown up within a symphony of anger at being silenced, at being unchosen, at knowing that when we survive, it is in spite of a world that takes for granted our lack of humanness, and which hates our very existence outside of its service. And I say symphony rather than cacophony, because we have had to learn to orchestrate those furies so that they do not tear us apart. We have had to learn to move through them and use them for strength and force and insight within our daily lives. Those of us who did not learn this difficult lesson did not survive. And part of my anger is always liberation for my fallen sisters. Thank you so much for being the people who are able to go out today. I'm so thankful for you being able to represent me. Thank you.
My name is Drea. I live in Jackson County, Missouri. Due to COVID-19, I've lost more than half my income. So I haven't worked full-time since the restaurants and schools closed in mid-March. Making a little bit, but on that income, I can barely cover my expenses, including my rent, which is most of that money goes to rent. I know others are in much more desperate situations. Passing a rent suspension and fulfilling the other demands will ensure that I can cover necessities during this time, but for other people and other families, it will be life-saving for them. It'll be the difference between being able to shelter in place and being kicked out of their homes, you know, having electricity and water and heat. It's the right thing to do.
My name is Juan Narvaez. I'm a tenant organizer in the St. Louis area, and this message is for Governor Mike Parsons to protect Missouri tenants now. I'm here to represent and stand in solidarity with the immigrant and undocumented community, many who will not be getting any type of assistance from the government because they do not qualify. Too many are out of work and are afraid to approach and communicate with their landlord and do not know where to turn for help. Some have already been threatened by their landlords with illegal evictions. We won't stop until we get a rent and mortgage suspension now.
Hola, mi nombre es Juan Arváez. Soy un organizador de inquilinos en San Luis. Este mensaje es para el gobernador Mike Parsons para proteger inquilinos de Missouri ahora. Estoy aquí para representar y estar en solidaridad para la comunidad inmigrante y indocumentada, que no todos van a poder recibir asistencia del gobierno porque no califican. Tantos están sin trabajo y se sienten miedo de comunicar con su arrendador. Y no saben a dónde se pueden ir para ayuda. Algunos ya han sido amenazados por parte de sus arrendadores con desalojos ilegales. No vamos a parar hasta que recibimos una suspensión de renta y hipoteca.
Hi folks, this is Sharon with State Street Tenant Resistance of St. Louis and Homes for All STL. I have an inspirational quote from one of my faves, Fannie Lou Hamer, and hopefully one of your faves too, and it says, "One day I know the struggle will change. There's got to be a change, not only for Mississippi, not only for the people in the United States, but people all over the world. Peace."
Hi, this is Mama Diane. I'm out there with each of you in spirit. Can you believe it? We're taking over the state. I have a song I'd like to sing for you.
Solidarity forever, solidarity forever, solidarity forever, for the union makes us strong. When the union's inspiration through the workers' blood shall run, there can be no power greater anywhere beneath the sun. We won't win the streets of one, but the union makes us strong. Solidarity forever, solidarity forever, solidarity forever, for the union makes us strong. It was we who plowed the prairies, built the cities where they trade, it mowed the workshops in this miles of right way. Now we stand outcast and starving, miss the wonders we have made, but the union makes us strong. Solidarity forever, solidarity forever, solidarity forever, for the union makes us strong.
They have taken untold millions that they never toil to earn, but without our brain and muscle, not a single wheel can turn. We can break their haughty power, gain our freedom when we learn that the union makes us strong.
Solidarity forever, solidarity forever.
Solidarity forever. KC Tenants makes us strong.
In our hands is placed a power greater than their hoarded gold, greater than the might of atoms magnified a thousandfold. We can bring to birth a new world from the ashes of the old, for the union makes us strong.
Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. KC Tenants makes us strong. I love you guys. Let's take action together. How about it? I just turned 70 today, and they don't call me Hellcat for nothing. Okay, take out your phones right now. Dial this number, 573-751-3222. Again, 573-751-3222. Even if you're calling from home, dial this number, 573-751-3222. That's the governor's number. Let's block up his lines right now. Call, tell them your name and where you live. Tell them, I'm taking action right now with my hazards on the side of the highway. I'm standing in solidarity with thousands across the state of Missouri, and I demand that the governor take action to cancel rents and mortgages, enact an eviction moratorium, expand utility services, and provide homes for people experiencing homeless. That's it. That's all. That's what you got to do. Do it.
Hey everyone, this is Sierra with KC Tenants. What I wanted to share with you is this message given almost 100 years ago. And it starts like this. Down with this contemptible fraud. There cannot be, nor is there, nor will there ever be equality between the oppressed and the oppressors, between the exploited and the exploiters. There cannot be, nor is there, nor will there ever be real freedom as long as there is no freedom for women from the privileges which the law grants to men, as long as there is no freedom for the workers from the yoke of capital, and no freedom for the toiling peasants from the yoke of the capitalists, landlords, and merchants.
My name is Christina, and I'm from Kansas City. When the system doesn't have us, we have each other, but enough is enough. Governor Parson, our lives are in your hands. Do your job and protect Missouri tenants. It's a problem.
Hi, my name is Aaron with KC Tenants. A man I admire, a great activist by the name of Frank Lemire, always told me that nothing changes unless people are made to feel uncomfortable. And I know I'm feeling uncomfortable right now, and you might be as well. We're about to share our discomfort with our governor and lawmakers across the state so that they make the changes that are needed to protect us and to protect the people that we care about in this time of great discomfort. So thank you for standing in solidarity with me and my friends and my family and my comrades all across this state. And we're going to make this change happen.
Hey everybody, this is Christopher Smith. I live in Springfield in Greene County, and I'm excited to be out here with you all today. And I've been thinking a lot about leadership lately. I've been thinking about the leadership I see in all of you, and I wanted to share something from one of my superheroes, because I've been thinking a lot about how there really are no superheroes coming to save us. And there really are no celebrity politicians that are going to make the changes that we need. And that it is up to people on the bottom, like us, to make those changes. And so this man is one of my personal heroes. His name is Eugene V. Debs. He was one of the founding members of the Industrial Workers of the World. He led wildcat strikes. He stood up to power. He did prison time to stand up for the people that he loved and believed in. He was a five-time socialist candidate for president of the United States, and this is what he had to say about leaders. "I have never had much faith in leaders. I am willing to be charged with almost anything rather than to be charged with being a leader. I am suspicious of leaders, and especially of the intellectual variety. Give me the rank and file every day in the week. If you go to the city of Washington and you examine the pages of the Congressional Directory, you will find that almost all of those corporation lawyers and cowardly politicians, members of Congress, and misrepresentatives of the masses, you will find that almost all of them claim, in glowing terms, that they have risen from the ranks to places of eminence and distinction. I am very glad I cannot make that claim for myself. I would be ashamed to admit that I had risen from the ranks. When I rise, it will be with the ranks and not from the ranks."
Hi, my name is Abril Negrete, and I am a resident of Kansas City, Missouri. Our action today with KC Tenants proves that the most vulnerable across our state are united, that we are one state, and we are looking to our governor, Governor Parson, to stand up for the most vulnerable people that he represents.
Ms. Steven, and I'm a leader with KC Tenants. I'd like you all to join me in a chant. What do we want? Rent zero. When do we want it? Now. What do we want? Rent zero. When do we want it? Yesterday. If we don't get it, shut it down. If we don't get it, shut it down. If we don't get it, shut it down.
Time for another action. Take out your phone and turn on video. Record a video of yourself saying the lines that Tara has dropped into the Facebook group. Once you're done, send the video to the group. All right, let's go.
Ayo, my mama, nigga.
R.I.P. Pat Dog.
I'ma be the greatest to ever do this shit. Oh, my mama don't like. On the dead homies. Hey, Soundway, turn this shit up, nigga. Turn this shit up. Soundway, turn this shit up, nigga.
Tell me who the bitch nigga hating on me. Jumping on my dick, but this dick ain't free. To Pimp a Butterfly, another classic CD. Get a lullaby for everyone they MC.
Blah, 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 blah.
Nigga, not RIP. My diligence is only meant to write your eulogy.
All's my life I has to fight, nigga. All's my life I. Hard times like, yeah. Bad trips like, yeah. Nazareth, I'm fucked up, homie, you fucked up. But if God got us, then we gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
And when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. One Mac 11, even boom with the bass down. Skimming, now let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in a twilight. With pretty pussy and Benjamin is the highlight. Now tell my mama I love her, but this what I like, Lord knows. 20 of them in my Chevy, tell them all to come and get me. Reaping everything I sow, so my karma come in heaven. No preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a motherfucking gangster, silence for the record. Tell the world I know it's too late. Boys and girls, I think I've gone crazy. Trying to side my vices all day. Won't you please believe when I say, when you know we've been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po. Wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow. But we gon' be alright, alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
What you want? You a house, you a car, 40 acres and a mule, a piano, a guitar, anything. See, my name is Lucy. I'm your dog. Motherfucker, you can live at the mall. I can see the evil, I can tell it. I know it's illegal, I don't think about it. I deposit every other zero, thinking of my partner. Put the candy, painting on a Rico. Digging in my pocket, in a profit, big enough to feed you. Every day my logic, get another dollar just to keep you in the presence of your Chico. I don't talk about.
about it, be about it. Every day I sequel. If I got it, then you know you got it. Heaven, I can reach you. Pet dog, pet dog, pet dog, my dog, that's all. Pick back and chat, I trap the back for y'all. I rap, I black on tracks, so rest assured. My rights, my wrongs, I write till I'm right with God.
When you know, we been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door, my knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
Nights in my prayers.
My name is James Owens. I'm a leader with KC Tenants. You threw us into the stay-at-home order without a claim. How do you expect people to take care of themselves? The stay-at-home order should have came with a plan. Hey, don't worry about your rent. Don't worry about your mortgage so the landlords won't be on the backs of the tenants for rent. Don't worry about none of that. Your power's not going to be cut off. We're going to take care of this. They should have been on top of that at the start. Now there's families all over Missouri, all over Missouri. In a video the other day, that are going to be in tents. They're going to be in your park. They're going to be in your rest areas. They're going to be in your backyards. Because you did not give us a plan. And you just threw us into this. Good luck. Whatever you have to do, do. And people with families that have to make the choice. Because landlords aren't listening to it. I've seen time and time again, mean letters. Pay your rent. Because this eviction thing isn't going to last forever. And you will be gone. I've seen that time and time again. You should have been protecting all Missouri residents, whether you pay, whether you own, whether you rent, if you stay with your mama. You should have been taken care of.
Good afternoon, with KC Tenants. I'm a leader with KC Tenants. And my message is for all has to do mostly with homeless people. Homeless people are getting overlooked. They're getting exploited. And they're on the bottom of the totem pole, and everybody needs to be inclusive of everybody else. This is a pandemic, and it affects everybody from the bottom up. We should be helping the least amongst us and then get to the top, not start at the top and work our way down. I mean, this pandemic thing is not the worst thing that happened to them. You know, it's... Every day is a act of survival when you're trying to not get sleep because somebody else will take your little stuff. And the little stuff you have is, so you got to be alert and on guard to keep it at all times. And, you know, people, you know people look down on them. Everybody don't have a place to shower when they want to. Some people shower when they can, not when they want to. The first law of nature is self-preservation. And when people, when they get down to a person thinking that they gonna starve or they in danger or they ain't gonna, you know, people do desperate shit, you know? And I believe, you know, I just believe that we are overlooking the most vulnerable, which makes them the most dangerous when they get desperate, you know? Mm. Because people in the street ain't, they hard, but and they survivors, but they dealing with a pandemic every day, and it's not seasonal. Mm. You know what I'm saying? It's ongoing, and you know, then they got all these houses and buildings, and they ain't allowed to utilize them. You know, I mean, not even during a pandemic.
One of my biggest memories of being a teenager is walking home from my high school, my house being empty because my mom worked a retail job late into the night when the malls closed to be able to support my sister and I, and there being a yellow eviction notice on the door because my mother couldn't afford rent and supporting my sister and I. I'm now a single mom. I work a call center job, and I have the same fear as an adult that I'm going to come home to a bright yellow eviction notice on my door. It's the middle of April, and I haven't been able to pay my rent. I don't know if I'll pay my May rent on time. I'm not the only one in this situation. We have the means right now. Missouri has the ability to alleviate this burden and this stress for the people in the state, and no one is doing it. We have to do better than this. We have to protect our brothers and sisters. There's no greater injustice, no greater violence than to look at someone who's struggling and turn a blind eye and pretend that the problem isn't there. We have to do better.
Hello, my name's Venus Victrola, and I'm a drag entertainer from Springfield, Missouri.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I've heard of once in a lullaby. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me. Where troubles blow like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me. Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly. If birds fly over the rainbow, why then, oh, why can't I?
Hi, my name is Katie. I'm a resident of KC Mo and a new member of KC Tenants. I wanted to share a quote from someone I watched quite a bit growing up, Mr. Rogers. I hope you're proud of yourself for the times you said yes, when all it meant was extra work for you and was seemingly helpful only to someone else. Comrades, we're taking it upon ourselves to change the way Missouri protects its tenants. It's extra work that must be done, and I am so proud and grateful to be doing it with you.
Hey, it's Wilson. We know the governor hasn't responded to us directly, and that's all right, because we've done our research and we know who works for him. So let's get them paying attention. How about it? Parsons' legislative director is a guy named Jeff Earle. He has a Twitter account, at Jeffrey K. Earle. That's at J-E-F-F-R-E-Y-K-E-A-R-L. Why don't you send him a tweet telling him what you're doing right now and appealing to him as a human? Ask Jeff Earle if he is going to take the side of working people and tenants all over the state. Let's do this.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds, are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. In the street, singing songs and the carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Hey,
your life it will creep. Starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. Better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop, now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Hey, it's Jada with KC Tenants. I know times are real tough right now, but just stay strong, keep fighting, help where you can, and protect Missouri tenants at all costs.
Yeah, Governor Parson, hello, Kansas City, Missouri resident and voter here. Say, I need to talk to you about this calamity because you don't seem to understand the seriousness of the situation that the people of Missouri are in. You know, giving over your press conferences to preachers to talk about their people's feelings and morality is not the same thing as doing something. Here's what you need to do. You need to institute a written mortgage suspension and enact an immediate statewide eviction and foreclosure moratorium, ban utility shutoffs, and help provide homes and expanded services for people experiencing homelessness. You need to knuckle down on this right away, because this is urgent and very serious.
Rally everywhere, comrades, behind the guiding principles that point out our road onward, and use all your strength to transform your thoughts into deeds. Throughout this country and all countries, the mass of the proletariat, bled white and enslaved, is waiting for a resolute proletarian policy, which alone can bring it deliverance from the hell of existing conditions. Our task, our duty, is to hasten the hour of this deliverance by exerting ourselves to the utmost and ruthlessly carrying on the class struggle. Therefore, long live the class struggle. Workers of the world, unite!
My name is Kathleen, and I live in Kansas City, Missouri. I live in a city that has been plagued by redlining and racism, a city where there are school districts that see nearly half of their students switch schools multiple times because of housing insecurity. If you believe in standing up for children, if you believe in the power of education, you have to be in the fight for housing security. An eviction ripples throughout generations. Its effect does not end with one housing displacement. The impact on our kids is so profound. You can't educate a kid if they can't stay in their seat at school. We know that smaller classes and better trained teachers and top of the line facilities become significantly less relevant when put up against the chaos that is student mobility. I am so inspired by the brave and powerful voices that are continually pushing and fighting for a better tomorrow. A change is going to come. A change is going to come for our kids. It must.
It's been a long time coming, but I know change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
Hello, this is Kyle, and I just wanted to say to all the fellow comrades that when you look at the world, you should remember that it needs to be a place of hope and help, and we can do that for everyone. So thank you, and good luck today.
Hey, this is Gary Thomas. I just want to tell all the KC tenants, you're all a bunch of badasses. I can't wait to get back into the meetings and in the space with you all. I miss y'all so much. These virtual meetings are amazing, but they're just not the real thing. Just looking forward to seeing y'all again, and really glad that we're doing this action. And wave when you see my motorcycle.
All right. Now I need you all to think about something. May 1st is just a few days away. Many of us won't be able to pay rent. I know I won't. Think about May 1st and how we will need to escalate if the governor doesn't meet our demands by then. Drop your ideas in the Facebook group and then take to Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to give the governor a deadline. Tag the governor. Use the hashtags #ProtectMoTenants and #CancelRent and tell him why you need him to act now.
We shall not be moved. We shall not be moved like a tree that's planted by the water. We shall not be moved. We shall not be moved. We shall not be moved like a tree that's planted by the water. We shall not be moved. Union is behind us. We shall not be moved. The union is behind us. We shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the water, we shall not be moved. We're fighting for our freedom. We shall not be moved. Fighting for our freedom. We shall not.
Hey everyone, my name is Beth. I am an ally with KC Tenants. I'm coming from Kansas City, Missouri today to participate in this historic action across I-70, and I am so excited to join everyone across the state of Missouri to ask Governor Parson to do his job. We're not asking a whole lot. We are asking him to pass basic protections for Missouri residents as we all navigate this unprecedented health and economic crisis. I'm going to keep it short and sweet because I am here out of radical solidarity today, and I'm going to leave you all with a fun fact. I'm sure you all know this. It's to get all of this stuff, all of this stuff kind of gets lost in just the complete absurdity that is our state of politics today. But Governor Parson has never faced an election. He was named the governor out of default, and I won't take you all through why that is, but just something to think about as we're protesting today. All right, have fun. Love y'all.
Hello, my name is Madigan Morrison, and I organize with Sunrise Movement Kansas City. I'm here today because Governor Parson's inability to act in the face of this crisis is unacceptable. Missourians all across the state are at risk of eviction, of unsafe living conditions, or are not able to follow the stay-at-home order by the governor himself because they don't have access to housing. The governor says he'll look into it if it's a problem, but it was already a problem. We were already in a housing crisis. This pandemic simply exposes and exacerbates that. So we're here today to show him that it's a problem. To show him that we need a rent and mortgage suspension. We need an eviction and foreclosure moratorium. We need a ban on utility shutoffs. And we need housing and services provided for people experiencing homelessness. Missourians need Governor Parsons to do his job.
Hello, my name is Dorinda. I live in Springfield, Missouri. And I just like to leave an encouraging message in Scripture. You know, they say sometimes, or all the time, the parts in red are more important than the parts that are not in red in the printing. And Matthew 25:40 says, "Truly, I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you did for me." And I think that's very important. As someone that does not have some financial problems, and my husband is still working, he works at a place that's been named as an essential company. Our mortgage is up to date, our bills are up to date, and I feel like I'm required to give back to help those that aren't in such a good financial state as we are. And it's just my blessing and my favor to you. It's my gift to you to be able to do this and participate in this tenants' protest.
Governor Parson, my name is Christopher Storer, and I live in Kansas City. I volunteer 3 times a week at the Cherith Brook, a shower house for the homeless. Many of our guests are homeless because of the landlords who took advantage of people who were struggling to get by. Then the landlords used their power and influence to kick the tenants out on the streets. Now there are going to be thousands of people across your state that will be in this situation unless you fund this bill immediately.
In our homes, we're staying. Missouri tenants ain't playing. In our homes, we're staying. Missouri tenants ain't playing. If we don't get it, shut it down. If we don't get it, shut it down.
Alex, I want everyone to know that even though I can't help out in all the ways that I wish I could and I'd like to, I stand with everyone because I have been in this situation when I was younger and when I was growing up. We've almost lost my house numerous times when I was younger, so I understand this, and I am with you all.
Hey, this is Tara, and I wanted to read you a poem called Good Times by Lucille Clifton because it always reminds me of you all and the world that we're fighting for. Good times. My daddy has paid the rent, and the insurance man is gone, and the lights is back on, and my Uncle Brud has hit for $1 straight, and they is good times, good times, good times. My mama has made bread, and grandpa has come, and everybody is drunk, and dancing in the kitchen, and singing in the kitchen. Oh, these is good times, good times, good times. Oh, children, think about the good times.
All right, y'all, that was powerful. We just took over I-70 East to West, spanning the state, Kansas City to St. Louis. Do you feel the energy? Before you turn your hands off and drive away, I want you to dream with me. We aren't just out here fighting for immediate relief. We need that, of course. But we're out here because we need a whole new world. Close your eyes if you feel comfortable. Imagine the world we deserve, where we don't have to be out here begging for scraps. Imagine the world where we have power and housing is a guaranteed human right. Imagine it. Because once we can imagine it, we can build the power to go win it. Thank you all so much.
Oh, my name, it ain't nothing. My age, it means less. The country I come from is called the Midwest. I was taught and brought up there, the laws to abide, and that the land that I live in has God on its side. Oh, the history books tell it, they tell it so well. The cavalry's charged, the Indians fell. The cavalry's charged, the Indians died. Oh, the country was young with God on its side. The Spanish American War had its day, and the Civil War too was soon laid away, and the names of the heroes I was made to memorize, with guns in their hands and God on their side. The First World War, boys, it came and it went. The reason for fighting I never did get, but I learned to accept it with pride. For you don't count the dead when God's on your side. The Second World War came to an end. We forgave the Germans, and then we were friends. Though they murdered 6 million in the ovens they fried, the Germans now too have God on their side. I've learned to hate the Russians all through my whole life. If another war comes, it's them we must fight. To hate them and fear them, to run in to hide, and accept it all bravely with God on my side. But now we got weapons of chemical dust. If fire them were forced to, then fire them we must. One push of the button and it shot the world wide. And you never ask questions when God's on your side. Through many dark hours, I've been thinking about this, that Jesus Christ was betrayed by a kiss. But I can't think for you, you'll have to decide whether Judas Iscariot had God on his side. So now as I'm leaving, I'm weary as hell. The confusion I'm feeling, ain't no tongue can tell. The words fill my head and fall to the floor. That if God's on our side, he'll stop the next war.
You know everybody been waiting on that baby, man. I mean, it like ever since baby on baby drop, man.
Ever
like,
since baby you on know, baby drop,
ain't nobody drop shit.
Let's go.
Ha! I needed some shit with some bop in it.
Let's go.
I flew past the whip with that blunt in my mouth, watched it swerving. That whip had a cop in it. My bitch got good pussy, fly her across the country. I finished the show and I hop in it. I got me a Millie, I did it legitly. I'm still with the shits, I'm a hot nigga.
Hot.
Oh, you asking for pictures with niggas?
What?
What's your name? Get the fuck out the spot, nigga. Trying to figure which deal I'ma take.
Uh-huh.
I woke up, couple meal on my plate.
Let's eat.
I'm investing in real estate.
Uh-huh.
I just went and gave my mama a 100.
Uh-huh.
Probably won't hear me open my mouth, bless you hear me talking about finding some money.
Let's go.
As soon as I found that, I flipped that.
Flip.
I'm a little bit different, they get it.
They
know I'm stiff on the bitch and she dig. Trying to find out why baby ain't all in the mentions. No, she ain't get no DM from me.
Bitch.
This rich nigga dick, it ain't free. She be throwing that at you, she good at it. Turn around when we fuck, make her look at it.
She like,
ha, I needed some shit with some bop in it.
Let's go.
I flew past the whip with that blunt in my mouth, watched it swerving. That whip had a cop in it. Hey. My bitch got good pussy, fly her across the country. I finished the show and I hop in it.
Yeah.
I got me a Millie, I did it legitly. I'm still with the shits, I'm a hot nigga. I'm unorthodox than a motherfucker. Hey, when you gon' switch the flow? I thought you never asked. Niggas ain't fuckin' with me and ain't bout what the fuck they be rappin' bout, what they look scary at. But to each his own, nigga. If you like it, I love it, no big,
no fee.
That boy say he get money.
Oh, really?
How much they just cut you a check for?
$1 million.
I'm going back to Cali like Big.
Go back.
About to go get a pound just to smoke.
I smoke.
They told me to come work on my album. I'm tryna go find out the price on the boat.
Okay.
My little bitch act like Megan Thee Stallion. She get her with Nasty, she driving the boat.
Drive the boat.
All
the shit that they making be boring. Give me something to bop while I ride with the pole. Here you go.
Okay.
I needed some shit with some bop in it. I flew past the whip with that blunt in my mouth. Watch the swerving, that whip had a cop in it. Woo. My bitch got good pussy, fly her across the country. I finished the show and I hop in it. I got me a milli, I did it legitly. I'm still with the shits, I'm a hot nigga.
Hot. Like this shit for like, you know, the sophisticated ratchet hoe, you know. The ones that go to work by day, then, you know, dance in the mirror by night.
Ha! I needed some shit with some
okay,
bop
let's
in
go.
It. I flew past the whip with that blunt in my mouth, watched the swerve, and that whip had a cop in it. My bitch got good pussy, fly her across the country. I finished the show and I hop in it. I got me a milli, I did it legitly. I'm still with the shits, I'm a hot nigga.
Hot.
Oh, you asking for pictures with niggas?
What's your name?
Get the fuck out the spot, nigga.
Fuck.
Trying to figure which deal I'ma take.
Uh-huh.
I woke up a couple mil on my
She's bringing it in again.
Gets her car tuned up once a week.
She asked for a friend here personally.
It's like the way he rotates his tires.
Hi.
Oh, hiya.
How's it going?
It's going okay. All right.
You think you could have it ready for me tomorrow morning?
Sure. Sure, I can even bring it out to you if you want.
No. We live way out in the hills. I'd better come pick it up.
Yeah, I guess so.
Here. Well, I'll see you.
I'll see you.
Hey, little girl, is your daddy home? Did he go and leave you all alone? I got a bad desire. Oh, I'm on fire. Tell me now, baby, is he good to you? And can he do to you the things that I do? Oh, no. I can take you high. Like someone took a knife, baby, edgy and dull, and cut a 6-inch valley through the middle of my skull. At night I wake up with the sheets soaking wet and a freight train running through the middle of my head. Only you can cool my desire. Woo-hoo!